Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church as we continue our season of Advent, this season of anticipation and preparation, this season where we're getting ready for the Christmas to come. I will apologize for the snow on the ground, but I will take no blame for it. All right? We are swiftly moving through this season of Advent, and so Christmas is coming. And here at St. John's, we're planning all sorts of services to help us celebrate that moment. This coming Saturday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, we have two services. We have a 7 o'clock in the evening service and 11 o'clock at night service. Both services will feature a candlelight singing of Silent Night, and so I hope that you can join us. Then on Sunday, December 25th, 1 week from today, we will have but one service at 9:30. Thereby making sure everyone is upset with us because no one gets to come at their regular time. But one service, it will be a contemporary service, and we will be celebrating the birth of our Savior that day as well. So join us, either service on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. You could come to all three. They will be completely different. And so join us for our Christmas weekend. We have gathered this morning to be in worship. And our worship this morning begins with the lighting of the Advent wreath. Please rise. Praise to you, O God, who lives with us, sharing our faith and our flesh and our bone. As Mary waited and Joseph dreamed, so we wait and dream for you. Bless us and let your face shine upon us. Bless us and let your face shine upon us more radiant than these candles and dearer than all else we seek. Restore us when we fail to refuse the evil and choose the good and banish all our fears. We pray in the name of Emmanuel, your promised child and our Savior. Amen. Our gathering song is God is with us, and we sing together.
God is with us. God is with us.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promises. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from the 7th chapter of Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and will bear a son, and shall call him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from the first chapter from the book of Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 11th chapter and the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what has been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus, the gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any of the children to come on forward. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And here they're coming. How are you? Good. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I have a word which is also a name that I want to teach you today. And the word which is also a name is Emmanuel. You ever known anybody with that name? Not many of us do. All right. Have you heard that word or that name before? We read it twice this morning. Mr. Mullen read it once from the Old Testament, and I just got done reading it in the Gospel. Emmanuel, all right? If you're reading it from the Old Testament, it's spelled with an I. And if you're reading it from the New Testament, it's spelled with an E. But it both words mean the same thing. It means God is with us. See, that's what we're celebrating here in Advent. That's what we're going to be celebrating at Christmas this weekend. Yes, that's exactly it. Precisely. God is with us. God is with us in the baptismal font. God is with us when we come to the altar. God is with us in all of the people around us. God is with us when he comes as a baby on Christmas. God is with us every single day. That's the promise we hear today from the prophet Isaiah, as well as from Matthew, the gospel writer. The promise is God is with us. And it's not God might be if you behave yourself, young lady. And it's not God used to be, but we're not so sure anymore. God is with us. You can hold that close. You can count on that. You can take that to the bank. God is with us, all of us, so that when we walk from here, God is with us. When we get to our house, God is with us. When you're at school, God is with us. When you're at the store, God is with us. Wherever you are, God is with us. And that is something to celebrate. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for being with us. Fill our hearts with your love and inspire us to bring that love to all the people around us, for we know that you are with us all the time. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, as we walk into our fourth week in Advent today, we stand with prophets and with angels. We hear from Isaiah a prophecy that stirs our hearts this time of the year. We hear from Matthew a story of the man Joseph, who much like his Old Testament namesake, had visions and dreams that led Joseph to Bethlehem and to acting as father for our Lord. As we continue to prepare for Jesus and all the ways that he comes to us today, we prepare for Emmanuel, God with us. We prepare for Jesus, the Christ child. Our preparation begins in the time of King Ahaz more than 2,500 years ago. Now, the truth is this. Ahaz was not a faithful king. He did not encourage God's worship. He was pursuing an alliance with the Arameans against Babylon. When Isaiah came to him, King Ahaz felt that he was the one who was in control. He felt that he was the one who got to make the decisions, and all of his decisions were correct. And when Isaiah came and offered him, "You can ask God for guidance," Ahaz refused. Ahaz didn't want to know or to hear what God might have to say about anything. And so Isaiah's response is an image that we cherish even to this day. He says, "Behold a young woman, behold the virgin is with child and will bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." Isaiah is telling King Ahaz that God will act. Not only that God will act, but God will act within the time that a woman usually waits to bear her child. It's not that God might act someday, and it's not that God won't act at all, which is really what King Ahaz was hoping for. God is with us. It is a truth about our God that God acts, and that action will be God with us. Now, most of the time we hear this prophecy from Isaiah and we think he's talking about Jesus. And it's true. It is. But it is not only about Jesus. This also includes this instant for King Ahaz. But what it also shows all of us and how it helps us to ground our faith, we ground that faith in the truth that God acts and we can count on it. Now, we may not always recognize that it's God's action, because God will act through things as normal as a woman with child, as normal as our caring for a neighbor or a friend. But God acts. God acts in this world in many and various ways, and all of the good that is done in the world is done because God acts, especially with and through the likes of us. You see, the most powerful piece of this message from God that Isaiah speaks today is, you shall name him. You shall name them. You shall name all of us Emmanuel. Emmanuel means that God is with us. And that is a truth that we can cherish, hold on to, and count on always. Emmanuel tells us that God, the creator of the universe, our savior and redeemer, the one who makes us holy and guides us every day, this is who we are talking about. It's not Molech or Baal or Odin or Zeus. It is the one true God, Yahweh. I am who I am. And God is. It's not that God might be or God could be. God could be if you behave. It's not that God has been or might have been or never was. When God speaks to Moses, he says, I am who I am. God is. God is right now and always right now. But then God is with, alongside of. It's not far off. It's not lost someplace. Not watching us to see if we get it right. God is with. God is walking beside us. God is picking us up when we fall. God is guiding us in our efforts every day. God is with us. Not someone else, not anyone else, not only those good people, whoever they are, but us, all of us. Every single one of us, the righteous and the lost, the healthy and the sick, the left out as well as the ones who know the love of God, God is with us all. And that is the promise of Emmanuel. God acts and God is with us. In fact, God wants to act with us. God reaches into the world in the small and normal things like babies, so that we can work with God to change the world with God's love. That's what we see in our gospel story today. Joseph and Mary, this young couple, they are betrothed. They are engaged. They are planning to be married and begin a family. This is the ultimate goal for people in their day. They were gladly going to follow what has been done for centuries. And then something came up. We don't hear much of Mary's story in Matthew's reading today, but she is with child before she should be with child. And so if that's the case, there are two explanations for this. First of all, it's Joseph's, and that has happened before. Or second, it's not Joseph's, and that also has happened before. Joseph knows that this child isn't his. And so Joseph must make a decision. Does he turn Mary into the religious authorities? Because in the worst case scenario with that, she could be stoned to death. Does he publicly set her aside and make her the brunt of all of the jokes and all of the ostracism and all the rest of that kind of stuff? Or does he quietly set her aside, hoping that she might find joy with the baby's father? Joseph, it says in the gospel, is an upright man who doesn't want anyone hurt any more than he has already been hurt. And so he decides to set her aside quietly. But no sooner has Joseph made that decision when angels invade his dreams. Like the Old Testament Joseph, he had a dream. But this Joseph's dream is not images that need interpretation. His dream is a message specifically from God that he should never be afraid to marry Mary. This isn't evidence of infidelity on her part. Instead, this child is from the Holy Spirit. This child is God's son, is God the Son. And he is told that you are to call him Jesus. Now in that dream, the angel calls him Joseph, son of David. Ahaz too was descended from David. But while Ahaz didn't want anything to do with Yahweh and his messages. Joseph hears and believes these words from God. This entire story in Matthew is taking place to show us that once again, God acts and that God is with us. This has happened to Joseph and Mary, not so that they might be ridiculed. This is happening so that they can love each other, so that they can love the child, and thereby love the world. The name that they are to call the child is Jesus. God saved. This is the promise that was made to Joseph and to Mary. It's the promise made to you and me also. In this moment, in this child, within that family, God acts and God saves. God saves us from sin and death. God saves us from our selfishness and our pride. God saves us from ourselves and the love that comes with Jesus. God saves. That is what we are promised on this fourth Sunday in Advent. We are promised that God is with us and that God saves. We witness those promises and the faithful responses. We are encouraged to embrace those same promises and respond in faith and hope and love. We are called upon to respond for the sake of the least of these, our sisters and brothers. We are sent into the world to discover all of the ways that Jesus is with us and that God's love is all in all. So may we discover this season a way to live as God's children and to embrace our Redeemer as we name him Emmanuel and we name him Jesus. Amen. Please rise as we join in prayer. As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope. God, our shepherd, let your Spirit move with power throughout the church. Give discernment and wisdom to our bishops, pastors, deacons, and lay leaders. Take away our fear so that we may serve and love, confident that you are guiding us. Lord, in your mercy. God, our source, awaken us to the beauty of the earth and the marvelous variety of life. Unite humankind in repairing and caring for your creation. Protect creatures and habitats in peril. Lord, in your mercy. God, our vision, raise up leaders in every nation who dream of freedom and justice for all people. We pray for the work of international organizations that promote peace and human rights, especially Amnesty International. Lord, in your mercy. God, our helper, come to the aid of all who cry out to you. Shelter migrants, refugees, and those fleeing war and famine. Bring relief to individuals and families experiencing hunger, homelessness, or impoverishment. Comfort any who are isolated or lonely. Lord, in your mercy. God, our Emmanuel, you are with us in our life together. We give you thanks for gathering us in worship and fellowship and we remember those who cannot be present. Watch over those who travel, heal the sick, and speed their recovery. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing and grace, there are many who need your presence and power. We pray for those who suffer illness and injury with accident and disease. We also pray for those known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Bob, Sharon, Janet, Phyllis, Carol, Jack, Judith, John, Rhonda, Kevin, Mike, Cody, Adrian, Andrea, Carol, Jody, Logan, Emily, and Parker. O come, Lord Jesus, and save us all, Lord, in your mercy. God, our hope, you bring life out of death, and you promise to be our God forever. Shine upon the faithful who now rest in the fulfillment of your promise and bring us also into your blessed reign of peace. Lord, in your mercy. God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We join together now in our Advent confession of sin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you make your way back here next weekend to celebrate Christmas. But until then, may your week be filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
That's what we do.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
We'll sing.